Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, a noir story. For you readers of crime dramas, this episode is brought to you by the novel, A Noir Story. What happens when murder is the solution and the problem? Find out as a married woman's affair ignites a double crime thriller, involving her jealous husband, his ambitious but incompetent lawyer friend, a wannabe rapper, and a security guard moonlighting as a burglar. In a noir story, there are no heroes and there are no villains. There's only the last man standing. A Noir Story is now available on Amazon in paperback for $9.99. And the Kindle version is only 99 cents. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, allowing women to vote is like allowing women to punch themselves in the face. We gave them suffrage, and they chose suffering. There was a reason that the Founding Fathers said that only wealthy male landowners were allowed to vote in the first place. As for women, you've come a long way, baby. In 1994, feminists used to say, we should be treated equally. But in 2024, feminists are saying, men should compete in women's sports. Up next, if your vag needs a manual, then it's probably not a vag. Is that doctor terrified or thrilled with the vag that she's created? The way that doctor is smiling, it's like her eyes are saying, I hope no one ever sees this photo. Doing this to yourself is like calling a manual transmission an automatic. Here's an actual image of these types of women trying to keep their rot pocket from closing. Also, that hair makes them look like He-Man. Number 3, rumors are circulating that Taylor Swift told her manager to kiss my hiney because she's going to endorse Donald Trump for president. If that's true, then it sounds like career suicide. But she's already got her $1 billion, and it would make sense for her to vote for Trump and endorse him because he's going to keep cutting the taxes for wealthy people. I honestly think that most rich leftists vote for Trump, but virtue signaling by pretending they don't. Moving on, when a woman meets a man who has goals, isn't full of himself, and talks about his feelings, she should like him, but she only sees him as a friend. Yeah, she only sees him as a friend, but she'll eventually see him as a beta bucks provider and love bomb him when she settles for a bad boy, has a couple of kids as a single mother, and then needs him to come into the rescue for her so she doesn't become a cat lady. Number 5, here's Andrew Tate with his new girlfriend. Am I the only one that sees the pain in his eyes? She's got quite the long neck, and is that an Adam's apple I see or just a shadow? It doesn't matter though. If she's 25, the Romanian authorities will probably claim that she's 15. I'm also getting some serious Jar Jar Binks vibes from her, especially since she got that nose job and Botox lip fillers. With that much work, she looks trans. Up next, I can't wait to see part 2 of Nobody. I can't wait for them to top the bus scene from the first film. Some people say that he's nothing more than a discount John Wick, and it's true that they both take place in the same universe. So maybe if we're lucky, John Wick will make an appearance. August 15, 2025 can't come soon enough. Bob Odenkirk is like the Charles Bronson of our time. Number 7, the UK government is preparing to deploy asylum seekers all over the country and give them priority for finding housing compared to British natives. If they do that, then they're going to fuel even more race riots and could spark a civil war if this goes on long enough. Illegals are raping little girls and then getting priority for housing. How about that? The UK needs its own 1776 moment. But I'm not sure it's going to happen because British NPCs are cucks. Moving on, is it true that having a daughter is like having a broke best friend who thinks you're rich? But that's why you have to live a poor life so your daughter and sons, or for that matter, don't think that you're rich, and don't get overindulged. If they think you're poor, then you'll see the real her. If she's bitter and hates you, then she's spoiled. These days it doesn't matter because rich boomer grandparents are spoiling the children too. Trying to protect your kids from consumer culture is almost impossible these days. Number 9 is a brilliant fake police car on the side of the road in a rural area. It's like a scarecrow for human beings. If places were serious about slowing down traffic for people's safety, then they would start using something like this. Eventually people would realize though it's fake and drive even faster. That is until the real cops start hiding behind it. Then it would be a double mindfuck. Up next, this ex-stripper used to brag about sleeping with married men, but is now getting a divorce because her husband is cheating. So I guess it's a case of poetic justice. I think that this is the one that used to take patrons into the back of the club and rob them. She found a high-value man and thought he wasn't going to cheat on her. But that's the thing about a high-value man. Women are throwing themselves at you all the time. Number 11, an Indian official wants white people to stop telling Indians how to poop. I wonder if this is somewhere in Canada. I don't know if it's true or not, but the only statistic I need to know is the amount of fecal matter in the Indian Ocean, which is higher than anywhere else in the world. This is what happens if you don't stop telling them to poop, you have to face the wrath of Hindu Neo. Moving on, Alice says that it's official men have no idea what women want. But the better question to ask is, do men even care at this point? 50% of teenage boys are totally apathetic towards females now. Articles like this are just being written to draw men into the drama that women want. But we all know what they want. A good-looking Chad that's rich and has high status. As well as attention and drama, just to name a few things. But giving all of those things to women these days is way too risky. Number 13, here we have some really clueless historians, or ones that are covering for two gay guys, saying that Alexander never married but chose to live until his death with his roommate and close friend John. Apparently Abraham Lincoln was also gay, but no one talks about that either. He was just roommates with another dude for 4 years, and they slept in the same bed together, but he had to marry in order to pursue a political career. Up next, Megan tells her horrified husband that she would give up the chance to have children if her cat could live forever. Now she's being flamed and attacked by every single person she tells the story to. Women care more about their cats than they do keeping civilization going. That's why we need to reproduce using surrogacy and eventually artificial wombs, and let most of the female population and their cats go extinct with them. Number 15 is a guy that can't believe a woman let him raw dog her on the elevator. Meanwhile, a week later, here's the unfortunate situation he has to face. Usually it's not that long though, 2 days tops. When you roll the dice and take your chances, sometimes you get burnt. Here's what happens when a woman tells you that you're the only one she's ever been with, and then your anaconda is on fire only 3 days later. Moving on, this Muslim man is living in Europe and he says that seeing a woman's hair makes him lose control, and that he doesn't know what to do about it. Well, admitting you have a problem is the first step, I suppose. Looks like Europe isn't thinking very much importing millions of people and letting them loose in public. God forbid this man stumbled his way onto a nude beach in France, he would absolutely lose his mind. Then again, seeing an unaccompanied goat might make some of them lose control too. Number 17, this makes perfect sense. Instead of putting solar farms out in the country on farmland, how about we just cover up the parking lots? That way they provide power for electric cars along with shade. This makes perfect sense, and that's why they don't do it. Because they don't want us to drive cars and they want to reduce the farmland so that we're stuck eating the bugs. I'm not sold on this though, because everyone knows that solar frickin' roadways is the future. Relax, I'm just joking. Up next, the next time somebody tells you that they faked the moon landing using CGI, show them a picture of CGI in 1996, which is 27 years after America supposedly landed on the moon. Still, this pixelated hottie was more than enough for many guys to fap off to. If you're wondering how the Cybertruck got its shape, well, I guess now you know. And knowing is half the battle. Number 19, the Kentucky State Fair removed this ribbon-winning miniature after realizing that it depicted a corn set. Looks like the old lady judges didn't know what the casting couch was, because it's well before their time. Then again, I'm sure they knew what it was, but no one wanted to speak up first and say it, because then they would look like a perv. I hope that next year the creators of this miniature prank them again with the miniature bang bus. The close-up picture is even better. I love the cheeks print on the leather couch. Moving on, some people say that female-owned group preference isn't real. But this proves it is, because if only women are allowed to vote, every American state would be blue. But the people saying this are bigots, because instead of women, it's front-hole havers. Also, just so that everyone knows, over 50% of 18 to 29-year-old liberal women have been diagnosed with a mental health condition. And we leave selecting a leader up to them. Number 21, we see Homelander smiling for a change as he tells this woman who is selective about the types of men she wants that she's 30 with no children, no degree, and on welfare, but that she should go on. Actually, her not having a degree is a good thing. So it looks like Homelander isn't exactly based after all. The person making this should have said 2 degrees and on welfare. That would have made it even funnier. Up next, remember guys that according to this woman, 90% of women in relationships enjoy cheating. The most thrilling part is accusing their partner of cheating on them and stressing him out to keep his mind clouded while they cheat on him. It's all about projection and gaslighting, so that's why it's important to stay single, guys. No wonder their men leave them. These are the same types of women that'll complain that there are no good men out there. Number 23, the latest poll says that Harris tops Trump by 4 points. You know, these will be the same numbers soon if the lamestream media keeps pushing its propaganda. And this is Fox doing the propaganda, so it means that they've been compromised. They were good until they kicked Tucker Carlson out for no good reason. The numbers back in 2016 were also similar, and we all know how that election turned out. They had Hillary beating Trump. Moving on, as a man, remember that you should never watch your woman struggle to pay the bills. You need to dump her and find one with some money. You deserve it. Preferably find a hard-working woman with rich parents that'll be able to help you out as well. You deserve the best, dude. No more broke bitches for you. Drizzle, drizzle. Number 25 and the last one is an article saying that older women dating younger men are more satisfied because of empowerment, equality, and sexual fulfillment. Meanwhile, older women lose their minds when older men want to date women in their late teens and early 20s. Rules for thee, but not for me. But we all know that older women don't date younger men. They just get their cheek clapped, and then the guy leaves. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.